All right, Marty Lurie here with Matt Duffy. Opening day is behind us. How does that feel?
It's good. You know, it's an exciting time, exciting day. You know, it's definitely different, I guess, than our normal routines go. But it's fun, and, you know, it's good definitely to get back into the grind of things and, you know, kind of get back into the rhythm of everything.
Yeah, what's the feeling, even for some of you who've been through a couple of these now, standing on the sideline as the Star-Spangled Banner is sung and you have the Dodgers on the other side? I know there's a playoff feeling, but it's not really a playoff. It feels different.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, it's exciting. I get chills whenever, you know, that stuff all happens and the fireworks and, you know, sometimes there's a flyover or whatever it is. And it always makes it a little more special when, you know, your rival's there.
Yeah.
There was definitely a playoff feel yesterday. The fans were really into it from the start. Took us a while to get going, but, you know, it didn't take much. I think right when we pushed across one run, they really got back into it again. So it was an exciting atmosphere, exciting day. And, you know, like I said, it did have a playoff feel.
You know, there's something about the offense that it's almost like once you get rolling, watch out.
Yeah, like I said, it took us a little bit to wake up yesterday, but once we got going, you know, they say hitting's contagious, and I think there is something to that. And we kind of just feed off one another. We know our capabilities as an offense, and like you said, once we get rolling, everybody starts to get more and more confidence off of the guys in front of them, behind them, and it just, you know, it's tough to stop.
You know, Matt Duffy with us. What I like, I've always told you, I enjoy the way you handle the bat, and when you do the hit and run. And Bochy looks to you for the hit and run. Not many other people. You're the guy. When you see that sign, the hit and run sign, now what goes through your mind?
I get pretty excited, actually. I try my best to get in the box like normal and not give away anything, but I just like I almost want to crack a smile. I enjoy it. I think it's an exciting play. It can be if it executed correctly. It's exciting. You know, there's a guy running, ball going on the outfield, first to third. There's a lot of exciting things about it, and it also puts you in a good position to score after that. So I enjoy the play. I think it's fun. And whenever he puts it on, like I said, I try to act as normal as possible. I almost have to trick myself into saying, all right, there's no hit and run on because I just, you know, might get in the box differently. I don't know. But I try to stay as even keel as possible, so I don't get too excited.
You know, we did the poll before the season started of who's going to lead the team in stolen bases. And believe it or not, most people pick you. Now, you have a good streak going. I don't want to say anything about it. I think you have a pretty good streak going. But what's the key for you in a stolen base?
I think it's a combination of things. If it's a really good catcher, then I'm trying to steal the base off of the pitcher, and I'm trying to get the best jump possible. If it's a guy who's, you know, quicker to the plate with a good pickoff move, I kind of have to rely on a so-so catcher. You know, it all goes into account when I'm out there, and times to the plate are a big thing for me, and that's one of the first things I ask Billy, you know, what are his times to the plate? And I kind of go off of there. If it's, you know, a certain time, I can, you know, add or subtract a tenth of a second depending on the catcher's arm.
Isn't it amazing a tenth of a second makes such a big deal?
That's huge. It's huge. I mean, yeah. I mean, you're talking, you know, even on some replays, it's hard to tell whether a guy's safe or out. So that tenth of a second is, I think somebody told me a while back, every tenth of a second down the first baseline is 3 feet.
Okay.
So, or something like that. So now I could be totally wrong, so don't quote me on that. But, there you go. So, it's huge. Every tenth of a second that you can get, this is a game of inches and milliseconds. So everything you can get is big.
All right, you're muscling up. A couple of home runs already. The tortoise race is supposed to be for hits. What are you doing?
I don't know. It might have helped when we were in Milwaukee a little bit. The roof closed, the ball goes a little bit. But, you know, I'm still trying to stay up the middle. And if I get under it a little bit, you know, and it flies out, it is what it is. But now I'm trying to catch up to Joe and in the hits category here.
Any thoughts on the second base rule? We saw it in play yesterday. It seems like we're going to see so many reviews of this thing.
You know, I think in the long run, it's going to be good for the game. It's something that's going to take adjusting to, no doubt. I think most major rule changes like that, there's going to be an adjustment period. You're not looking, you know, nobody's going to be perfect with that right off the bat because instincts are going to take over. And for the second baseman, it's going to be quick and get out of the way. The instincts for the runner are to take the guy out. So there's going to be an adjustment period where you really have to kind of drill it into your head while you're standing on first, like, hey, I can't take this guy out. And for the second baseman, vice versa, he can say, hey, I don't have to rush to necessarily get off the bag.
Okay.
So, like I said, Hunter and I were talking about it yesterday, and I think in the long run it's going to be good for the game, but there's just going to be an adjustment period.
All right. So do you have a question for me? I'll give you the mic if you're ready. You ready? Yeah. All right, go ahead.
How do you come up with all these questions? How long does it take?
You know, it's just...
you got to let me talk. Here's the way Kenny likes this. How do I do this? Well, it's conversational. It's like you and I just got together and we're talking baseball, and that's the way we do it. So it's just enjoying the game.
I enjoy the game. Marty enjoys the game. All right. We all enjoy the game.
And that's why you're on the show, because you do it, and you do it well. I appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.